Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Study to Rest. And I'll start in Hebrews 4, 9 to 11. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So reading through Hebrews, especially through Hebrews 4, talking about the rest Jesus offers, I notice there's a complementary verse using the same word for labor. And that word labor, spoudazo in the Greek, it means to use speed, that is to make effort, be diligent, endeavor, labor, and study. And that complementary verse is found in 2 Timothy 2, 15 to 16. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So the words study and labor can be used interchangeably, both meaning diligence in studying and obeying the word and spirit and truth, cutting it straight, as the words rightly dividing can sometimes confuse people, and I know the dispensationalists love to take that and twist that to support their heretical beliefs, but it means to cut straight the word of God. Let's take a look at Hebrews 4:11 with the word study applied in the place of labor. Hebrews 4:11. Let us study, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. The reason study can work so well here is the continuation of the thought in context, talking about the Word of God being a two-edged sword in the next verse. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So now let's jump back to 2 Timothy. It uses the same word study, and I love that. It's a complementary verse pointing to the Word of God at the end of the verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we see it's important to labor in the Word, studying it, seeing who Jesus is and what he commands us to do, and then doing it. If you read the whole book of Hebrews, it's an exhortation written to Jewish Christians to continue in the faith, holding fast to Jesus Christ who fulfilled the law and has become our great high priest. Paul emphasizes the necessity to enter into the rest the Lord has authored by Jesus Christ. But how does studying the Word, rightly cutting it straight, and applying it, bring about rest and peace amongst tribulation? Well, let's start with this. The truth is Jesus Christ, and he is the rock on which our foundation is to firmly rest on. Luke 6, 47-48. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. In order to rest on this rock of Christ, we must first dig deep, and lay the foundation of our faith on the unchanging, solid truth of God's Word. How do we do this? By diligently studying the Word, rightly dividing it, and applying that which is the truth to our life, James 1:22. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. This offers a peace and a rest when we purge ourselves of evil, study the Word, abide in the truth, and walk the narrow path by the Holy Spirit. This is a peace coupled with the hope of eternal life that the world doesn't know. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If we seek him diligently, his peace will be found, and we will know the truth, Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And once we have studied and labored to know the word of God and obey the truth, he will make his abode with us, John 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Though we face much tribulation, as Paul exhorts these Jewish Christians, let us study to enter into the rest Christ offers, without doubt, resting from our own works, walking by his Holy Spirit, lest we fall into the deceitfulness of sin and unbelief. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And Matthew 11, 25-30. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So that was my study on study to rest. I think this is an awesome topic. We're supposed to study the Word of God, rightly apply it, and we'll enter into the rest that Jesus authors. We have to first place our faith in who Jesus is. The only way we do that is by hearing the Word of God, studying it, and placing our faith. You can't come to God and please him unless you have faith. But then you must repent and purge out all of that evil and remove yourself from Satan's kingdom. I think that's a big part of entering into that rest, because Satan wants to confuse you. He wants to deceive you. He wants to keep you trapped in the snares of the world, choke out the Word of God. And you have to strip yourself down from all of that, and you really get to the bare bones after that. And once you're at the bare bones stage, that's where you can really start building on that foundation. That's where you dig deep and you lay that foundation on that rock of the truth of Jesus Christ. And when you're willing to obey the Lord, you start obeying the Lord, you strip out everything in your life, you're trying to obey the truth, you've got a heart for the Lord, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. And the fruit of being born again, truly born again, is not that you just obey what the New Testament says, because a lot of people can do a lot of things in the flesh. I was thinking about the idea today that people can treat the New Testament like the Old Testament. In a way, they can do everything in the New Testament in their flesh. They can just check it off, kind of like the Old Testament. Okay, obeyed that today, obeyed that, obeyed that. Or they can walk by the Spirit and progressively grow, being grafted into the vine. And that's the marker that you're born of the Holy Spirit, is that you progressively grow. The Lord gives you a little bit of light, you obey that. He gives you more light, you obey that. He gives you more light, you obey that. And it's a progressive walk down the narrow path. As Proverbs says, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That is an awesome marker that you're born of the Holy Spirit. You're continuing in holiness and obedience. And you have to hold on to that until the end. You have to continually study to show yourself approved unto God, and study to enter into that rest and keep yourself in that rest. Because it's not locked up, it's not secure until you die or until the Lord returns. So you have to keep yourself in that rest. Keep yourself in the ark that will float you above the wrath of God, who is Jesus Christ. So that's Paul's exhortation to these Jewish Christians and to all Christians. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Let's study, let's be diligent to stay in that rest, to study, to know who Jesus is, to know that he is the Messiah, to know that he is God, to know that we must obey him in spirit and truth, and not just obey the letter, that we have to walk by the Spirit of God because without him we can do nothing. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Let us tear out every doubt. Let us tear out Satan's kingdom. Let us tear out our flesh, crucify the flesh. Let us enter into the rest of God because he says, my yoke is easy, my burden's light. We make it a lot heavier when we hold on to the world, hold on to sin, hold on to the flesh. The Lord is willing to give us rest. He completed it all. And we can walk in his Holy Spirit, knowing that we have the hope of eternal life and have the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit walking through Satan's kingdom. But we must be willing to labor to enter into that rest. It's not just raise your hand, say a prayer, you're going to heaven. Nope. You got to labor to enter into that rest. So I hope this was a blessing to you today. It was an awesome little study that I was studying out today. It kind of came to mind when I was reading through Hebrews. You can find those readings on don'tperish.com. And I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.